Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F, the N-word. And, of course, I would love to hear from you. So, give me a call. 347-826-7435 is that call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And if you're afraid to call, you know what? I get it. Calling ain't your thing. You can email me. smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Questions, comments, concerns, I take them all. smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Questions, comments, concerns, it's all good. Also, if you happen to be listening live, you can jump into the chat room and, you know, give a shout out, whatnot. And your social media. We have a Facebook group called Smooth Drama Group. You can ask to get in, and myself or Mr. Shiny Mustache and Shiny Head. I wonder if he uses the same grease for both. I'm talking about Mr. J, that is. So does he use that shiny gloss stuff for his mustache and put it on his head so he get the double shine? Like if you catch Mr. J in the middle of the daytime, you know, say about 12 o'clock, and the sun is shining just right, he might snow blind you without the snow. Anyway, I kid, Mr. J. But yeah, if you are on Facebook, you can ask to get into the Smooth Drama Group. Myself and Mr. J will add you. And anywhere you find Smooth Drama, add me and I'll add you back. We can talk a taste on it. And after the show, you go to the Smooth Drama site, www.smoothdrama.com. We do an after party, meaning we talk about what was on the show. If you want to talk then, you can go jump into the chat room on the Smooth Drama site afterwards. It's totally anonymous. So you'll go in there and it'll be timid humanoid or peaceful pansy. I don't know. They have all kinds of nicknames that you can use. So you can be totally anonymous and free and say whatever's on your mind with enthusiasm. Anyway, today's show is about, And this is a special shout out to Miss 100%, my old co-host, laying down her roots in Dayton, Ohio. The pussification of America. I just thought I wanted to revisit that. It's been a few years. I don't know if she made that word up, but pussification. Maybe it's a real word. I don't know. I don't really care. We're going to talk about it. When I say pussification, I don't care about being politically correct. If you listen to this show, you know I don't care about that. But what I'm talking about, see, we know pussy is wet and soft. This is not conjecture. This is a fact. It's just meant to just be caved into. I'm just saying, and that's kind of what we got happening here out here now. Everything is so soft from the fact that, we want kids to get participation trophies. As a matter of fact, there's a story. Where this coach his team won football games. He won like 36-0 or something like that. And he got fined $500 because they didn't want kids to be blown out. So, and I mean, the coach was kind of wrong because he put in, it was an overmatched team, and he put in the reserves toward the end of the fourth quarter. The kids that don't normally play, as he called it, which, you know, is problematic because you want everybody to play. Even though I kind of understand that, you kind of have to earn your spot. But at the same time, you know, winning 36-0, it's cool. But if you'd won, what, 28-7, it ain't that bad. But the point was, he made valid enunciation. Hey, look, you want me to coach my kids not to play hard and do the right things? Everybody else has to step up and do the right things on the other side, because we know there's the overmatched team, and then there's just your out scheme, whatnot, out coach, whatnot. And as somebody who has blown out teams, I mean, I coach basketball, I've blown out teams, and I've been blown out. You try to what? Make it, you can't make it fair in them situations. You just put in your quote-unquote less talented players, but they're still going to play hard. I'm not going to tell them, hey, don't try to achieve, because obviously they're playing to get better. And so what happens is you kind of have to let the chips fall where they may. Now, I'll take my frontliners out, and they can just sit on the sidelines and watch and, you know, laugh, joke, whatever they do. Root their, you know, you want them to root their teammates on. But those guys on the court are going to go and do their thing. And it's up to the other guys on the other side to do their thing. Because that's kind of what it is, right? That's kind of what it is. And so when we talk about pussification, well, not we, when I talk about pussification, I'm talking about that participation. We're all nice and soft with everything, and we're cognizant of everyone's feelings, and I'm cognizant of children's feelings. Obviously, you don't want to break kids, but at the same time, hey, that's sports. It happens in sports. It happens on a professional level. There are some teams that get smoked. It's what it is. Every level that you play at, if you're at a high level, you're at a low level, you can get smoked. That's what happens. And you just learn and say, hey, wash it off, and you'll come back and get them the next time. Everybody gets blowed out. Nobody's gonna die if they don't. And it's that kind of culture, you know. So, for example, Exhibit B, the Hair Wars. LeBron James, he of the exceedingly receding hairline. Apparently during the game last week, he's got that he's got the headband, right? And his headband is strategically placed so that, hey, you know what? You don't see that hairline receding. Because, you know, some people just don't want to come home, right? You get that receding hairline, you know, just come home. Just go on, get rid of it. But maybe he feel like he's got that head that can't be bald, or you just, he don't want to get rid of that spray hair, that Bosley or whatever it is up there that's receding. Because it's weird because you see it, his hair looks different at the top than it does on the sides. And for me, that's a clear indication that, hey, you ain't working with real hair. But I digress. My point is, so his headband wasn't working right. And so Anthony Davis saw it and was like, yo, he's pointing to him, look, fix your headband because your hair ain't working right. Now, one, I'm not going to say that's pussification. I'm just going to say, though, that he obviously talks about his hair and how important it is to him because his homie is pointing it out to him. Like, yo, you know what? Fix your stuff, man. Your hair is kind of off. So on one part, it's good, right? It's kind of good. On the other part, it's like, it's your hair. It's going to be all right. You're engaged in the sport. It's going to be okay. Example. Exhibit B, point one. So from time to time, I may or may not be engaged in sensual proclivities, right? So, as someone who, you know, I have a hairstyle. I take care of my hair. I do not have fake hair. It is my real hair. I try to keep my situation together. I have my look. I've perfected my craft when it comes to my hair and my look. Okay. So, from time to time, you may be engaged in some sensual proclivities. A-E-E-I-I-E. Oral proclivities. And from time to time, a woman could put her hands in your hair and go the wrong way or mess it up, whatnot. Now, we know there's some people who are very sincere about their hair. They're very sincere about it. Don't you mess with my hair. Don't pull my hair up. The thing they talk about black women, don't touch my hair. Don't pull my hair, whatever. Then there's some who are like, look, you know what? When I'm getting it, you can go on, reach in there. Just reach in there. Reach. Snatch. Some people believe in that. Some people don't. It is a personal choice. Point is, I'm trying to say, is a woman could be pushing your hair all kinds of ways. Now, you have a choice to make as a man. A, do I defend the integrity of my hair? Like, hey, you pushing my ways the wrong way and get off the ditty. Or do you continue to work your magic? Because obviously, if they're pushing your hair the wrong way and you're doing something right, you're making it happen. It's a choice. Some people make the right choice. Some people make the wrong choice. Now, I'm not going to say this is pussification, even though in reality it's pussy involved, vagina involved, oral proclivities, whichever one you want to use. You know, everybody has their words of choice. Vajayjay, vajaja, I don't know. Anyway. Point is, there's a choice, right? You can continue to dig deeper, searching for that pot of gold at the end of the vagina rainbow, or you can worry about your hair. Now, I've made that choice before. I understand the implications, yes. You have to brush your hair. It's okay. I'm going to brush my hair. It's going to be okay. But that rainbow that has that pot of gold, that right there is priceless. It's priceless. So I'm always going to go for the pot of gold. Even though you may mess up my hair, it's going to be okay. I'm just going to brush and it's going to go back. And I'm going to go back to looking good. I'm looking good anyway, right? It's sexy. It's hot. It's all sweaty. There's a whole sensual animal going on there. But I digress. I'm just saying. There's a choice there, right? There's the soft choice. I'm worrying about my hair. I'm being a supreme metrosexual. Or there's the, you know what? Pot of gold. There's a pot of gold. It's at the end of that vagina rainbow. I'm going for the pot of gold. Anyway, I beat that to death. But we're going to revisit it after we come back from break. This is Most Deaf. Close Edge.
Pull up to your spot on low, shine brighter than all of the cats that got on glow. Laying the cut like they not going no. Cause if I gotta make a move, dog, they not going no. This storm all private, this is not full show. It's Most Deaf, what you call real full show. Is they what you call gangsta? Hell no. They get a little pinch and go switch to the pole. They all talk fast and they all think slow. I'm Most Definite, not think so. Flood your city with the black ink flow, and my crew ain't scared to let them things go. So stop with the nonsense, like keep taunting. I'm just a wake dog, I'm doing great dog. I don't play games, so I don't play a hate y'all. Get it straight and get the fuck up out my face, dog. I'm like the second plane that made the tower's face off. That shit to let you know it's really not a game, dog. Your grind and my grind ain't the same, dog. I'm the catalog, you the same song. So cool and old school like A4. The one your little mommy winding up a waist for. The name that real niggas got their hand raised for. Me and Minnie got your block yellow taped off. So skate off. To the street, to the beach, the bitches and niggas, the women, the children, the workers, the killers, the addicts, the dealers, the quiet, the life is the realest, and that's close. Push me, close. To the edge, back, nothing in front. Strong back, shit, lifting it up. From the big and the small, I'm like Jay Brown, getting involved. But when I'm letting off around, don't get in the car. Have your preacher man speaking low, getting his cross. Tell a wild cowboy not to get off their horse before they find out the style on is strictly a force. It's a real bad way to get your name in the sauce. Testing the limits of a dangerous force. You ended up dumb, famous, and gone. Your people shouting out your name in their song. Pour liquor on the day you were born. Find peace to put your face on the wall. Come on, fall back. There's no need for all that. It's all good. We all here. So we're all live, all day. Listen when the song say.
Don't push me, cause I'm
to the streets, to the beach, the bitches, the niggas, the women, the children, the workers, the killers, the addicts, the dealers, the quiet, the livers, the rimmers, the nasty
close. Push me, cause I'm close.
To the edge, back, middle, and front. Strong back, shit, lifting it up. From the big and the small, I'm like Jay Brown, getting involved, now get y'all.
Now get close.
Mr. F the N-word. That was Most Deaf, Close to the Edge. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. I almost forgot. I guess today is All Hallows Eve. You know that day that's dedicated to the devil. We call it Halloween. I was dressed up as the Rasta It. I might have scared a few people. Just a little bit. It was all in fun and games. And shout out to the devil. It's your day. More power to you. Keep doing what you're doing, son. Doing a good job. Anyway. Chicago teachers. They strike ends after 11 days. It's good news for them, the people of Chicago. Obviously, strikes are no good. I'm going to say, though, as a teacher, I am quite jealous. They got a 16% raise over 5 years. They got $35 million to go towards hiring help in the classrooms as far as aides and psychiatrists and all that other stuff, support staff for the schools. And they also got paid for the days that they were on strike. I'm like, I am ecstatic for them. Makes me look at my Barkington team, though, with the stink eye, though. Not that I'm hating, but I am. I'm just going to leave that there. Because I'm not going to be the hater of the week. Although, I'm about to talk about it.
Hate. I hate you.
All right, so some people know. Some people were paying attention. California Governor Newsom, he passed the bill. He signed the bill actually on LeBron James's show, The Shop. And so Gavin Newsom signed the legislation of making California the first state to give athletes the ability in 2023 to profit from brand sponsorships and endorsement deals. So the legislation states that college athletes may profit from their name, image, or likeness. Now, obviously, the NCAA are not happy about it. They're talking about, you're destroying the amateurism and all this other foolishness, right? Even though most of us, we go to school because we want to get knowledge and access to money and how to make money. That's kind of why people go to college. And so the haters, NCAA, they're the presidents are calling like, hey, what are you doing? And so there's the conjecture that they may or may not sue and try to ban California state colleges from being part of the NCAA, but we know that's not going to happen. But I can say this, 4 years from now, what, 3.5 years from now, when this goes into effect, you an athlete, if the other states have not passed this provision, I'm thinking the California schools are going to be off the chain good. not even going to be able to get anything against UCLA or USC, San Diego State. If you are a California school, you're like, hey, look, check it out. You can profit off your name, your likeness, sell jerseys, all that. And so, when you think about it, them being able to make money for themselves, I mean, the NCAA, they're upset because, hell, that's money that they not going to get. Because you know, it's funny how they make $1 billion every year. They make $1 billion like every year off of athletes. And they split that pie amongst themselves. The athletes don't get it. I mean, so like you take like a Zion Williamson or LeBron James. They came out and they could sell those jerseys. They can get a piece of the pie. Like, you can't sell a jersey of mine unless we negotiate a deal. Now, obviously, early on, the deals that are going to be negotiated probably are not going to be some of the best. But at the same time, if you get the right representation, it could be all good. And for those who are hating and talking about, yeah, they shouldn't because they go to school, yeah, whatever. You had an opportunity to get paid in school. Because last time I checked, Mark Zuckerberg and all these other cats, they didn't graduate from college. They went to college. They hooked up with the right people, got the right business plan going, and now they're billionaires. Nobody's talking about them as far as them destroying the spirit of amateurism. Because they were amateurs at one point in time. Then they had a great idea, a great set of ideas. They capitalized on it. Bam. They're good to go. And so, hey, if you can take advantage of your talent and make a boatload of money, who is anybody to say that you shouldn't? Because if it's you, you're trying to do it. If it's not you, you shouldn't be hating on somebody who's trying to do it. Because it doesn't take away from the quality of your enjoyment. I mean, you're still going to watch them games. It's just, you just can't get mad at a young black men, young black women. Well, athletes, period. For getting paid off of their labor. And yeah, well, if you don't want to offer them scholarships, you feel like, nah, it's going to take away from the integrity of the game, don't offer them any scholarships. Just go with the people who don't want to get paid, and let's see how good your universities are. I'm just saying. And Mitt Romney, he comes out talking about it'd be disturbing to see kids driving around in designer sports cars. I'm like, billionaires. Talking about thousandaire business. That's hating on a whole other level. You're a billionaire. Don't hate on no thousandaire. I mean, most college students are like hundredaires, right? Yeah, I know it's not really a word, but actually it is a word. Hundredaire. Because you're making hundreds of dollars. They're not making thousands of dollars. They're making hundreds of dollars. They haven't graduated to thousandaire yet. But yeah, that's the haters of the week. The NCAA and the Mitt Romneys of the world who want to be mad at people because they want to profit. And not be profited on. Sound like a pure capitalist. In the meanwhile, speaking of profiting, so it's Halloween. And remember, I was talking about pussification and profiting on it. Modern haunted houses are, some of them are requiring insurance and drug tests for entry. One haunted house in particular, they promise an extreme experience that can last up to 10 hours, and they require participants to be medically cleared by a doctor and sign a 40-page waiver. This is the McCamey Manor experience in Summertown, Tennessee, in Huntsville, Alabama. They require you to be at least 18, insured, and pass a background check and drug test. I mean, wow. Now, I could say, you know what? Insurance, okay. Maybe. No. I'm backtracking, right? It just, I'm conflicted, not. Background check to go into a haunted house. Because I might be unstable, too unstable. And this one, that's what I'm talking about. So soft with the. I got to have insurance to go into a haunted house. I got to pass a background check and a drug test to go into a haunted house. It's designed to scare you. It's a haunted house. You're supposed to be scared. There's supposed to be some stuff in there to scare the hell out of you. That's why you go to a haunted house, because you won't be scared. Now, me, myself, I don't necessarily understand things, and I'm weird. There are some things I don't understand. Like, I don't understand prostitution. I don't understand haunted houses. I understand them, but I don't understand them. I don't know why I want to be scared. I'm a black man in America. The world is a haunted house for me already. We already. You go outside and be scared. That's getting behind the wheel. I see the police. I'm like, uh-oh. They're going to stop me. Uh-oh. Haunted house. That's what we're talking about, right? Haunted house. Scary things. Being a black man in America. It is me bringing race into it. Because that's the reality. There's no black man insurance where I'm required to have insurance, pass that background check and the drug test just to wake up in the morning. This black dude, like, all right, here we go. Navigating that minefield. Yeah. That's it. Ain't no more. Can I just end the show right now? Because that black man in America. Like, just stop right there? No? I got a little bit more time. I guess I can keep going. Also, talking about softness. Oh, stalkers. And we live in a stalker society, right? Everybody knows we live in a stalker society. It's kind of known, but not really talked about. So, like, social media. People follow people. Right? Think about that for a second. On social media, you follow people. No, it's not stalking. You're just a fan of that person. I mean, I encourage people to stalk me mean, follow me all the time. I'm a fake celebrity, right? I'm a talk show host, comic book publisher. Please buy my comics, www.npccomics.com. They're all available. I said that. Anyway, so point is, we encourage people to stalk us all the time. I mean, it's a regular thing. People follow you. They follow you on Twitter. They follow you. They like your posts on Facebook. They follow you and like your stuff on the gram, Snapchat. You pick one. People are liking you, following you, favoriting you, whatnot. Doesn't matter the social media. They are a stalking mechanism. And we encourage our stalkerdom. I'm just going to keep making up these words. Anyway, speaking about our stalkerdom, Instagram is aka Facebook, because Facebook owns Instagram. They're trying to shut down a stalking app called Like Patrol. What does Like Patrol do? Glad you asked that. Like Patrol is an app that allows users to track who their targets interact with. So, Like Patrol enables someone to engage in this behavior unbeknownst to you. And that's the funny thing. So for some of you who you go about your lives on social media innocently. Hey, I post my pics. I interact with my peeps. It's all good. Well, apps like Patrol, they track who you're talking to, how you like their stuff, how they like your stuff, if y'all are interacting on posts. That's what it does. $2.99 per week or $800 a year. Now, Sergio Luis Quintero says that there are fewer than 300 people who are currently subscribed. Now, I'm going to guess it's probably a little bit more than that, but hey, it's all speculation and conjecture, right? So, Like Patrol sends notifications to users whenever their targets like or comment on an Instagram post. And they provide analytics about who they're interacting with, such as gender and even attractiveness. So originally, Like Patrol referenced data from Instagram's following tab. And it showed who a user interacted with, their conversations, and more. But then Instagram discontinued the following tab. And so Like Patrol took up where Instagram left off, and they used their own what they called scraping algorithms to track your interaction. So came out. One of the guys from Facebook said, scraping violates our policies, and we take action against companies who we find to be engaging in it. Because they're scraping data. They're stalking you, pretty much. Like I said, following your every move. And you don't even know they're doing it. If there's somebody stalking you, they've set the specific app to track you. Not because you're some black activist or political activist. Not that you're some important dignitary, celebrity, whatnot. Nah, they are stalking your regular ass because they're creepy and they got their hooks in you digitally, and you don't even know who they are. You know them, but you don't know that they stalking you. That's the fun part, ain't it? To know that somebody's out there stalking you and you don't even know who they are. It just so happens to be somebody that you know who wants to know you very well, or used to know you very well, and want to continue to know you very well and control every aspect of your life. Allegedly. That's it. I just wanted to leave y'all with that before I go on break, because it's what I do. I'm the bearer of bad news. And I don't know if there's a program to counteract that, but if there is, you might want to look into that. And if you ask somebody if they have Like Patrol, then you know they're the ones stalking you. Not that they'll admit to it, but if they did, they are. All right. On that note, I'm going to go into a little saying nothing. This is a MC Like. Never heard nothing like this. Too low, so the least fall closer.
together you've got the moon. Drummer, smooth drummer.
Alright, welcome back to Smooth Drummer with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was MC Light. Never heard nothing like this. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Alright. What time is it?
Game time?
No, it's actually Groundhog Day time.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no!
What is that shit that happened again? Well, Kirk Franklin, I actually forgot that he was existing. Not that I'm hating or anything like that. I'm just, you know, you just kind of forget about folks. Anyway, Kirk Franklin, he's boycotting the Evangelical TV Network. TBN, because he got an award for one of those awards, I guess, when you're the best Christian something, I don't know. Anyway, you don't know who Kirk Franklin is. He's a Christian musician. And he's boycotting the Gospel Music Association's Dove Awards and the Conservative Trinity Broadcasting Network. Christian Trinity Broadcasting Network. I mean, CTBN is just some. I guess that's a cool name, right? Anyway, so the Dove Awards for the Doves that are the Christian conservatives in America. They're so nice and angelic. Anyway, so Kirk Franklin announced the boycott after his reflection on police violence against black folks in America were cut from the award show's broadcast. Not for the first time, but the second time. So, just in case you didn't know, he's a Grammy-winning gospel musician. The first time it happened to him, when he made comments about police violence in an acceptance speech in 2016. His comments was cut out from the broadcast. Then he just did it again. And they cut it too. It's like, look, hey, thank you for the award, my Christian brothers. Now, I want to talk about this violence. Boop. They just fade off like Kirk Franklin, and they probably brought in the applause, and that was kind of it. Next up, some Christians you don't know. Well, if you're a Christian, you might know them, but if you're not a Christian, or you're one of those, what do we call them, part-time Christians? You're a Christian on the weekends, on Sunday. I don't know. No judgment. Anyway. he's cut off. Not that that's a shock, right? Because we know that that's the industry. That's what they do. They make sure that any message that's positive that doesn't fit their agenda just is not going to be shown or heard. Besides, they only invited you there because they wanted some black folks to watch the show, and because you're entertaining. You probably performed a little bit. And once again, he had black folks watching the Christian Trinity Broadcasting Network. Because I'm just going to take a guess that it's probably more than I would recognize that watch it, but it's probably less than what they would like it to be, right? Because, I don't know, there are some people who still feel like the people who were preaching Jesus to you when you were in slave chains are still beneficial to your spiritual well-being. Is that the nice way for me to say it? I mean, me personally, I am categorically 900.9999999 billion% against my oppressor's religion. It's just not gonna happen for me. Spirituality, I'm for it, but my oppressor's religion, I don't care what it is. Just not gonna get no love in the house of Mr. F the N word. It just can't happen. I have a shutdown button when it comes to my oppressor's religion. And when I say my oppressor's religion, I mean, you know, these chaplains, these imams, I can't do it. Now, some folks will say, you know what, being a little taking it too far. You know what? That was then. This is now. Now I could say there's a root to it. I can counter balance the arguments. I mean, we can go back and forth. And I believe when people are talking about their religion, hey, you know what? Everybody has their religious beliefs. I believe in the freedom of religion. You want to believe what you believe, do your thing. But that means that I can also. And so in advertising, they call it overcoming objections, you know, because people will have the counter argument for their beliefs. And I would say that's fine too. But then I would have my oversimplified counter argument. Notice I said oversimplified counter argument, meaning my oppressor's religion. I'd start with my oppressor's religion and end with my oppressor's religion. And I stay right there. Don't have to go no further. And we're good to go. And so, in saying that, and talking about the whole embracing the freedom of speech, freedom of religion, whatnot, that people say they espouse to in this country, we notice the hypocrisy, which is the Groundhog Day. Kirk Franklin, a renowned Christian musician. He's on the front lines of Christian musicianship. He's been a gospel singer, musician, pretty much all my adult life. I can't say that I've ever listened to any of his songs, but I know he's prolific and he's still going. And apparently he's still winning, so people are listening. And to think that a man who had such a huge following can't even get his words, his comments said on the network speaks volumes. I can say Groundhog Day. It's the same old thing over and over. Whether or not people would take stock in it doesn't really matter. Because the facts say that they did it in 2016 and then they came back and did the exact same thing in 2019. Even after he said, hey, you shouldn't do that. They came out with the, well, we were running out of time. And so he's boycotting. And there are other black musicians who are standing behind him. as a younger man, I can't say that I would not have hesitated to say, hey, see, that's what y'all get. Y'all messing around with these folks that don't appreciate you. You know, you selling out, quote unquote, cooning. I'm not gonna say that they were coons. They believed in their religion wholeheartedly. Unfortunately, they have found out, and I guess they finally recognize, even in their old age, even in their docile Christian dominion, racism still exists. You can't even talk about violence against people who look like you, because the Christians who don't look like you just don't want to hear it. We just not having it. Shut up and dance and sing. Praise him and nothing else. It's funny how that goes. But at least they're boycotting. And I guess we'll see what happens. I'm always interested in what happens as far as boycotts go. I mean, I'm still boycotting the NFL. I know some people are like, you know what? Why? Doesn't matter. Kaepernick got his money. He cashed out. You can go back to watching it. I'm like, yeah, I could. But honestly, I haven't really missed it. It's one of those things when you don't engage in it, you don't miss it. I just don't. It's not even weird no more. It's like I see it. It's like, oh, yeah, they're playing. And that's it. So, I'm saying, if you boycott something, you can just put something else in its place. So, like with the NFL, I can still watch college football. And then on Sundays, I can just focus on me and whatever I want to do. Doesn't have to be about football. But I got things that I can do. So, and so for those who are boycotting people who don't take them seriously, hey, create something else that is more important, that can take precedent. Replace it with something that's powerful, that represents you. It's my advice. On that note, I am Mr. F. N-Word. This is another Smooth Drama production. And I'm out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hair.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you've got smooth drama.